KCC, there's going to be a Harlem Shake video done. That's happening.
Yes, you are correct. Residential Life is having that.
Do you have details on that?
I don't have details on that.
Oh, well.
Aaron Bean's filming it, though. That's all I know.
I think he started a Facebook event, so he could, like, look
Did he
up.
Really?
I just got invited to it, yeah.
No way. No way.
I just got invited to it. Hold on. Yeah. Called Harlem Shakes CUC style. Oh, is someone calling?
We do have a... Yes, I did get invited to this.
Yeah, we have a caller. Go to that.
Hello, welcome to the Jake and Joe Show.
Hey, this is Casey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, let's talk about the Cougar games.
All right. What's going on? What questions you got for me?
All right, so you're in it, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. What do you play?
I am playing Catnip, which is just Katniss, but it says Catnip.
Okay. All right. That's pretty solid, I guess.
What is, like, the story here behind the Cougar Games? Is that what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Cougar Games. Okay, so what's basically happening is it's a spoof of the Hunger Games.
Right.
Except it's more like, or it's going to be about more Concordia. Like, it's going to be college-based.
Okay, that could be cool.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically going to be, like, the whole same thing. It's just, like...
I've never seen The Hunger Games, so can you explain the story to me briefly?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, The Hunger Games is about 12 districts, and uh-huh. each district holds a reaping, and two children from the ages of 12 to 18 are chosen to go down to this arena for The Hunger Games, and they basically have to fight to the death for everybody's amusement, pretty much.
That's messed up.
It's intense.
Okay, how are we applying that to Concordia?
Okay, usually it's two from each district, which would mean 24 because there's 12 districts, but we're only going to have 10. And it's pretty much going to be the same. Like, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be death scenes for the tributes that
Ooh.
Die. It's basically going to follow the whole Hunger Games storyline, but we're just going to be using, like, landmarks. Like, we're going to be, like, the KCC would be the capital, the woods was, like, the hill by Ifridge, like, that building over there by the hill.
Wait, time out.
Okay.
I want a 30, thank you. What's that building called?
Ifrig, I know I said it wrong.
What did you say?
I think she said, Ifig or something.
I've never been, okay, in my defense, I haven't had a class in that building yet, okay?
All right.
You're missing out, that's a cool building.
Do you know what's in there?
Isn't it the science building? I don't really know.
That is the science
building.
It is,
but that's not what's cool about it. It's all the stuffed animals.
It's one of the largest taxidermy collections in the state of Illinois.
Is it really?
It is.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's gross.
It sounds gross, but it's so cool to look at.
It smells.
That grosses me out.
I've never smelled anything
in
there.
It smells real bad.
I've never smelled anything in there.
Okay, keep going.
What were we talking about?
Talking about the Cougar Games.
Right.
And apparently she's done.
No, what else do you want me to talk about it?
Okay, so how long have you been working on this?
We were cast in our roles, I think last Thursday.
Okay.
And then we were supposed to begin filming last Monday, but then we had a lot of difficulties with, like, the weather and scheduling. So we technically started filming on Friday.
All right.
And we've had 3 days of filming so far. We had Friday, Saturday, and then today.
Sorry.
You go first.
How will people find these, I don't know, these videos?
YouTube, Facebook. We're going to promote it. Like, there's going to be posters made. Obviously, like, this radio show, if you're listening right now, I love you. So you can watch it when it...
Thank you.
You're welcome. There's going to be a premiere party, YouTube, Facebook, all that great stuff, Twitter. There's a hashtag on Twitter. There's not very many posts underneath it yet, but there's a hashtag on Twitter called hashtag Cougar Games, and that's just basically going to be, like, funny stuff from behind the scenes that we do I've tweeted one tweet there already, and I think Katie J has as well. So there's only two tweets there, so hopefully there'll be more.
All right. How long do you think this is going to take to make?
Well, our filming schedule is we're done, I think March 24th is our last day of filming.
Holy cow.
But if it goes like today did, it might take a smidge longer.
Really? Jeez.
It took forever today.
So this is like a real, like, movie.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Each episode is going to be 9 minutes and 50 seconds on the dot. So I think when you, and there's going to be 5 episodes, and I think when you, that's like, comes out to almost 50 minutes. I think that's like 47 minutes or something like that. So it's too long.
That's really cool. I'm excited for this.
Do you have any more questions, Jill Brown?
Not that I can think of. I wish you could be on the phone longer, though, so I know I'm going to think of more.
All right, I have one.
Okay.
So seeing as you've worked 3 days on the set, who would be your favorite person to work with?
That's not fair.
It's been 3 days. You could change your answer when the year goes longer.
Okay. All right. Favorite person that I work with so far? Okay.
That's the question, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've gotten the most one-on-one time with Brian, the guy who plays Dale.
Brian
Bethany.
Who?
I can't remember his last name for the life of me.
Ooh, he was a twin, sophomore.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay. And then Bethany, who plays Prima Donna. And then Jake, because you were there today, Jake. And then Joe, who plays Hey Mitch. So, I can't pick a favorite because they're all, I mean, out of all the days, today was probably my favorite. Can that count?
I guess that counts.
Today was so far, out of the 3 days, today was my favorite day.
Props to you for being politically correct.
We did, like, 3 scenes, is that right?
We did two.
We did two in, like, 5 hours.
Yeah. We've been here forever. But, hey, you have to admit, it was
and
fun,
We started late because someone's hair...
Oh my gosh, it wasn't
wasn't done.
What wasn't done about it?
It wasn't complete.
It wasn't my fault.
I don't think anyone's blaming you, but since you...
since you're taking the blame,
you're
go for it.
Fall for it.
No, it wasn't my fault, I promise. Okay.
Hey, I just had this quick question.
Okay.
So there's this tweet, I've looked up hashtag Cougar Games.
Oh my gosh.
And stranger danger ... harassment.
What?
You you don't remember that from Saturday?
Oh, I definitely remember it, but how about you elaborate?
Please explain what that is.
Okay, so what happened was, so in the movie, when Katniss volunteers, she has these peacemakers. They're basically like guards. They bring her up, or peacekeepers, I don't remember what they're called, peace-something. They bring her up to the stage, right? So we had Ryan carry me after I volunteered, willingly. Dragged.
Okay.
And I thought it would be funny to be like, stranger danger, rape, harassment, because that's what people say when they're unwillingly being dragged off against their will. Like, that's what I would say if someone was dragging me somewhere. I'd shout rape.
I don't think actually anyone says stranger danger.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
I don't know if that's a thing.
It was the first thing that popped into my head, so that's what I said.
I like it.
Thank you.
All right. So is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes, and it was my first time ever being on radio, and I was really nervous, but you said please, so I couldn't. I had to.
Was it really that bad?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
What?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. No, it's not.
It's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
It's just like talking to your friends, but without seeing them.
Right.
And having other people listen in on your conversations.
Well, that's no different than any other time.
I mean, it's not really bad conversation.
If it was something private, like... But...
Alright, so you weren't a fan of Justin Bieber. Who's your... Who's your favorite person?
About what?
Music.
Yeah, you gotta be specific.
No, I can't tell you. It's embarrassing.
Oh, nothing's embarrassing.
Britney Spears.
It's not Britney Spears.
That would have been embarrassing.
No, it's not Britney Spears. So I can't tell you because it's a secret and it's embarrassing.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. No.
Queen Latifah.
No.
Is it Hannah Montana?
No.
She's pretty solid, bro.
I've never listened to anything other than
Climb?
That one big song that she had.
Climb? Or Party in the USA?
That's the only one I like. That's it.
Party
in the USA. That's okay. The only one.
I know that song. But it's not Hannah Montana.
It's not
Is it
Hannah
indie?
Montana.
Indie? Because I don't know indie.
Is it rap? Is it Nicki Minaj?
No, it's not. I like her, but it's not Nicki Minaj.
You like Nicki Minaj?
Ew, who yeah. likes Nicki Minaj?
I don't think Nicki Minaj likes Nicki Minaj.
Some of her songs are catchy.
Oh.
Who is it?
I can't tell you. It's a secret. It's so embarrassing.
I can't. How can liking an artist be embarrassing?
Because trust me, it's embarrassing. If I told you, you'd
say Jonas Brothers.
No, it's not the Jonas Brothers. But you're kind of close. But it's not them.
D1.
What's D1?
What's D1?
One Direction.
Oh, I screwed that up.
No, it's not One Direction. No. That's
oh,
so
it is.
Wrong.
It is.
It is.
It is One Direction.
You're right. That is embarrassing.
No, it's not.
I know. It's not embarrassing at all.
I'm embarrassed.
Why?
Well,
it's because they're both like 12-year-olds, and I'm 19 years old.
We are in love with Justin Bieber.
Okay, that's pushing
weird.
It. That's pushing
weird.
It. I wouldn't say I'm in love with him, but I definitely like him as a friend.
Okay.
You just played him. You just played Justin Bieber. I caught, like, the last 30 seconds of the song.
All right, well, thank you for telling on me. But too bad my mom listens to the show already, so. All right, well, you have a lovely night. Get back to your homework. Enjoy
okay,
that.
Okay, I will. I'll try. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
I didn't know any fans of One Direction actually existed.
That's harsh, bro.
Well, okay, it's not embarrassing that she likes them. I just didn't know
One
that
Direction,
they had any fans.
One Direction is pretty solid.
What's their song again?
I don't know. It talks about, like, her eyes and how beautiful she is. And
You Don't Know You're Beautiful.
There you go, see?
I do like that song.
Okay, we had this competition last year by Scott Ehrlich.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to make a music video for whatever song you picked out of a hat.
I think I remember this.
My Floor had it.
Song?
Yes.
I think you won. That's a really good song.
We didn't actually get to do it because No Floor actually did it, so that was a bummer. It was a great idea.
What, the music video?
Yeah.
That's really a bummer.
Yeah, no one did it. No one on campus.
That could have been really cool.
Yeah, it would have been.
What are we listening to right now? What is this?
22 by Taylor Swift.
I've heard very mixed opinions on Taylor Swift lately.
I mean, I'm definitely not mixed.
Do you like her?
Yes.
I really do, too. But I got friends who hate her.
Really?
I don't know why.
She was born 5 days before me, same year and everything.
I think you've mentioned that before.
I probably have. Kind of a fun fact. It means we're destiny for each other.
No, like, if you're a country fan, I can see why you wouldn't like her being called country, because
right,
she's definitely she's not
country anymore.
But I just, as an artist, I can't...
People change. People change. Mm. That's all I can say.
Mm. I like her.
Same. Okay. Well, what about Track? Did we talk about Track yet?
I don't believe we did.
Track has their conference meet this Saturday. The time isn't on the website, so good luck finding that. You could probably just ask a Track athlete, they could tell you. And men's basketball is done also.
Oh, they ended on a really good note.
1-1 with 29 points by Kyrie Floyd.
Yeah, it was a really fun game to watch.
You were there.
I was.
Wow.
I'm almost embarrassed to admit this. I was in a fan, part of the fan section that was really raunchy with the trash talking, if you
really?
Will.
Really?
Yeah. It got a little out of hand, I'm not going to lie.
See, that's all I'm telling you, man.
It was...
Basketball players?
What were the rules for, like, Cougar cheering, whatever it was? Stay something and stay positive?
Stay loud, stay proud, stay positive.
We're loud and proud. Definitely not positive.
You're positive that the other team stunk?
Yeah, if you want to twist it that way.
Okay. I mean, you know, it happens. I'm telling you, man. You can get into D3 basketball players' heads. Because they actually, like, listen to the crowd. Yeah.
There's, like, there wasn't a ton of people there.
No, and there doesn't have to be.
Where a guy, one of the guys I was sitting right in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy he was talking to was standing, like, a foot away from him.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, 32, you're really pale.
And the guy, number 32, probably heard that.
He did a really good job of ignoring it, but there's no way he didn't hear it.
I've had a conversation with a player. Like, I said he was funny because he said something, and he said, no, man, I'm hilarious. And I was just like, you should probably be watching the game that you're playing rather than talking to me. I don't know. Maybe you could talk to me, I guess. I don't know. I was just weirded out that he was talking to me.
Or there was one player that they kept saying, like, hey, number 5, you stink, and some other things that I'm not allowed to say. But he actually turned around a few times and, like, mouthed, like, shut up.
Wow, see?
It was like, could
you imagine if we would have had that support and that madhouse craziness the whole entire year? We might have won more games.
I think that's part of why we won, why they looked so good, because
they got in the other team's head.
The other
head.
Team had us in their
That's the advantage of having a home court.
We need a better home crowd. That's I think, our true. Biggest problem.
Yep. I would agree.
On a semi-unrelated note, number 44 on the team, little short guy.
Yeah, lives on my floor.
He can jump.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because he's short, but he was, like, getting rim.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Agreed.
What's his name?
Wow, he lives on my floor.
You don't know his
name. Tyler Oden.
That's what it is. He's really good. Shout out to Tyler Oden, because...
Shout out to Tyler Oden. shaking their head at me. I'm thinking of something else, so...
What are you thinking of?
I'm trying to look up the really white guy. What was his name?
It was number... I don't remember his name. He was number 32 on their team.
32. Here we go. This is going to be a shout out to you, bro. Being really white. I'm not against white people, I promise.
No, but he was super pale. Ask Morgan. He was super pale. We have an awkward silence right now.
We do.
What are you doing?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to find a good song. And I'm still trying to look this guy up.
No, you know who you really need to give a shout out to is number 2 from the other team.
Who, men's basketball?
From the other team. He, the section I was a part of.
Uh-huh.
Was making a lot of jabs at this number 5 kid.
Number 32.
What's his name?
Brett Lube. He's a sophomore.
That sounds right.
Lubbe.
That's an unfortunate name.
He's really big, too.
He is. He's probably the biggest guy on the team. But no, we're making a lot of jabs at the number 5 on their team.
Tim DeMuth, their leading scorer.
Number 5?
Yep.
He's like the leader in the nation in 3-point attempts.
Really?
I think. That's what someone was telling me. That he jacks up a lot of threes.
I believe it.
And he was off. Like, really bad. He was having a bad game. And he got taken out, and the guy that came in for him immediately sunk a 3.
That's what I heard.
And someone yelled, why was number 5 even in the game?
Yeah.
Why was 31 not in the entire time? And number 2's at the end of the bench actually laughing at the comment. And so,
Taylor Chaldick.
Is that number 2?
Yep.
He obviously had a good sense of humor.
You know what I'd really love? For a player... from another team that we play to call into our show.
That'd be so cool.
Wouldn't it?
I don't think it would ever happen, because I don't think they know our show exists.
Right. We have to get, like, flyers that we can give to the players.
Because that would be so awesome.
Wouldn't it? Like, hey, could you call in? We just want to interview you.
And just ask, like, hey, who on our team did you hate playing against?
Yes.
That'd be really interesting.
And, like, get, I don't know, fun facts. Like, I mean, we couldn't get, like, things to use against them, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be... like sabotage.
Right. But I mean, who on our team are you most prepared for?
Or who do you game plan around?
Or who's the most funniest, the funniest person on your team?
On a different team, that'd be interesting to know.
Yeah, because then you could just
you could make fun of them, and they'd be like, huh, "Cool joke, bro."
Haven't heard that one yet. What's going on over there?
I don't know. They don't pay attention.
Nope. So next week, hopefully we have Nick on the show.
That'll be cool if he is. Nick Ori.
Yeah, guess what? We were both named as Jumpstart leaders.
Nick Ori is too?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool for him, because he just got here.
He just got here.
He is actually probably one of the best personalities for that job, to be honest.
I think so, too.
He's got a very... He's very... Very easy to talk to. Very
and
personal.
I feel like he's jumping in really quickly.
He's really getting involved in school.
Yeah. Like, he couldn't come tonight because...
He has such a good attitude.
He was talking at FCA.
Awesome.
Like, yeah, it's like, okay. When he texted me this, it was like at 6 a.m. because that's what time you guys wake up. And he was like, so are you mad, man? And I was like, no, you're talking at FCA. I'm mad at myself for giving me this crappy schedule that I can't go to FCA.
That is an he's great.
Yeah.
The more I get to know him, I really like him.
How's football going?
Really good.
Yeah?
I'm finally getting used to the waking up at 5 thing.
That's good. That's good.
And it's really nice to be done working out by 7:30 every morning. It's kind of intense because it's like an hour and a half of straight running and lifting and more running.
Right.
But it's going really well.
That's good.
I can personally say that I am getting more athletic.
That's good, man. Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
Right.
So, I'm really happy with the way things are going.
That's awesome. Man, this show is almost over.
Oh, it just flies when we're having fun like this.
I know. I really hope that we, like, made someone laugh tonight. My stepdad was telling me that he listened to, like, the first 7 minutes and he was just laughing.
Who said this?
My stepdad.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
I need my family to listen to this. And...
It's on iTunes.
It is, as a podcast.
Yeah.
I listen to it every week to make sure I don't sound like a dork. Because that's how you get better. You got
to... Right, you have to... Yeah.
It's like watching film as an athlete.
You criticize yourself.
Get
make
better.
Changes. We didn't come up with a fun topic.
I think we had several fun topics.
Well, yeah, we did.
But not one big one.
Right, like yoga pants.
Not giving up on that thing.
Oh, man. They should make colorful yoga pants. Oh, we didn't talk about this. Guess what tomorrow is? Don't say Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
See you at the lake.
Oh, is it really?
It is. See you at the lake is tomorrow,
what
people.
What good movies are out right now?
Safe Haven.
I've heard great things about that from guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty jacked for that one. Man, I know this. I looked this up earlier. But we also have a Good Day to Die Hard, Safe Haven, Identity Theft. That was comedy.
Looks god-awful.
Identity Theft?
That looks horrible.
Really?
That looks like a bad movie.
Okay.
That's, in my unprofessional opinion, that's not a good movie.
Beautiful Creatures?
What's that one?
I don't know. Rated PG-13, and it's called a drama.
From drama?
Yeah, it's in drama. It's 2 hours and 12 minutes long.
Holy cow.
It's not that bad.
2 hours? That's a long movie.
Okay, it's kind of long. Warm Bodies?
That looks really good.
Side Effect?
That one?
Side Effects. It's a drama suspense thriller. It's 1 hour and 46 minutes long. All I got. And then there's Silver Lining Playbook.
I want to see that, but I...
That one looked good. I saw the preview on that
that's
one.
That's with Brad Pitt, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I wanted to see Silver Lining Playbook, I think, and Safe Haven.
Did you see Zero Dark Thirty?
No, I did not.
That was possibly the best movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Really, really good movie.
My brother said that's really inaccurate.
even if it is, it's just so good. I usually don't get into, like, the government,
type
like,
movies.
FBI kind of movie. That's not FBI, but...
Right, but...
But I usually don't get into movies like that.
Right.
And this one was...
Solid.
Outstanding.
All right. And then we have a Sue the Lake on a Sunday coming up.
That's a good... Why don't they do it on more Fridays and Saturdays?
I don't know.
They would make so much money if they did it on a Friday or Saturday.
I agree.
Someone needs to bring that up to whoever's in charge of that.
I feel like they might run into a problem with population at the theater itself, though.
Oh, like you mean like not CUC people?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because I feel like Friday and Saturday is a big movie day anyways.
Yeah.
But a Sunday, you could go to church.
And you go to
and a movie. Then you could go to brunch. And then you could just go to the movie theater the rest of the day.
That sounds like an excellent day.
And spend like $9. Unless you take a date and you spend $18.
Right. That's a sacrifice you gotta make.
Right. Do you wanna bring a lady friend or if you just wanna go solo? Or you just wanna do it like Swedish style.
Swedish style?
I think they pay for like half. Sweden style.
They pay for half?
Yeah.
Because I'm Swedish. Do I get the half off?
No. Not the movie theater. The girl.
What? You're really confusing me.
The girl pays for half.
You split it?
Yes.
That's how they do it in Sweden?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's what I heard. It's like a way for a girl to pay. I'm going to look this up now. Way or a couple to pay.
Morgan was just shaking her head no at that.
As in Morgan never lets the guy pay or Morgan always lets the guy pay?
I think she just disagrees with your claim.
Oh, nope, that's real weird.
What?
How should a couple and their roommate split the rent?
That's something that shouldn't be on the internet.
Like, for real.
That's a matter that you have to figure out on your own.
Yeah, like, for real, though.
That's one thing that I haven't had an issue with yet. Is,
girls?
No, rent. Dealing with that stuff. A lot of people have issues with paying rent and stuff. I don't have that.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
That's good. Who do you live with?
I live with Rob Heiss,
okay.
Cole Reindl, okay. Ryan Lehner, do you know him? And Christian Wilkie.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why is Haiti trending on Twitter?
Maybe they had a...
Did something happen there again?
Maybe.
I mean, nothing against Haiti, but that was like 2 years ago.
Maybe that's their anniversary.
I would... that's kind of morbid.
That is real morbid, actually. I'm going to check to make sure...
Nothing happened in Haiti?
Well, I want to see that it's actually trending.
It is. On mine. It's the second from the bottom. Right above World of Jinx. I don't know what that is.
I have World of Jinx.
Do you have Haiti?
No.
Do you have Tahiri?
Yeah, I do.
What is Tahiri?
I don't know.
I'm gonna investigate that one.
Whoa, that picture is inappropriate for the World Wide Web.
What, on Tahiri? Or yep. World of Jinx?
Nope. Tahiri.
Oh, yeah, this is probably not the best thing to be promoting.
Nope.
Yep, don't go to that one.
Don't go to that one, people. Don't go to it. Man.
I think we're almost out of time.
Yeah, I think we are too. You know what it is? Well, I know what Felicia is, and that's catfish. Catfish is going around right now.
Oh, catfishing. That thing that Teo had? I'm mad that we didn't get to discuss that.
Really?
That happened right before we started going on the air.
I'm glad we didn't get to talk about that, because I think ESPN and every other news reporter talked about it enough.
I just want to talk about it.
He is 20 freaking 2. Let the guy be. All right, guys.
All right. Yeah, we've had a lovely week. We gotta leave.
Everyone have a great week. We'll see you back next week right before spring break.
Yeah.
Go Cougars.
Go Cougars. Go Cougars.
WCGR 88.5 FM. By students, for students.
This is Chris,
Brian,
and Patrick.
We're from Boxhead, and you're listening to Your Underground Music Revolution, WCGR.
WCGR.
Sweet!
Change.
yesterday, that joy filled my heart. It doesn't feel the same, and I'm feeling dry amidst my pain. And now something's different. The times, oh, they have changed. The love's the same, yet emotions running dry. The feeling's gone. Just a part of life that I must bear. It doesn't feel the same, and I'm feeling down amidst my pain. I see all my
superstition. I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my pop's escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape at home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing at home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
It's 10:45 and currently 37 degrees.
Sharp as a razor blade, house on fire, dead from pain. Gonna stand at the window, gonna ask the maid, have you seen Dick? In a crowded room full of covered up mirrors, looking into the lost, forgotten years for dignity. Met Prince Philip at the home of the blues. Said he gave me information if his name wasn't you. He wanted money up front. Said he was abused by dignity. Footprints running across the silver sand, steps on down into tattoo land. Amid the sons of darkness and the sons of light, in the border towns of despair. Got no place to feed, got no coat. I'm on the rolling river in a jerking boat, trying to read a note somebody wrote that did me. Sick man looking for the doctor's cure, looking at hands for the lines that were an end of a masterpiece of literature for dignity. An Englishman stranded in a black hot wind, combing his hair back, his future looks thin. Bites the bullet and he looks within for dignity. Someone showed me a picture and I just laughed. Dignity never been photographed. I went into the red, went into the black, into the valley of dry bone dreams. So many roads, so much at stake, too many dead ends. I'm at the edge of the lake. Sometimes I wonder what it's gonna take to find dignity.